she said. I do not think they are very deep wells. He nodded sympathetically. No, he answered. So I have heard. But do not let us embitter our excursion for our little English friend. We will speak of this another time.
Nu, are we ready?
Cried Fritz, who stood, supporting Elsa's elbow in his hand, at the foot of the steps. It was immediately discovered that Karl was lost. Karl! Karlchen! We cried. No response.
But he was here 1 moment ago, said Herr Langen, a tired, pale youth, who was recovering from a nervous breakdown due to much philosophy and little nourishment.
He was sitting here, picking out the works of his watch with a hairpin.
Frau Kellermann rounded on him. Do you mean to say, my dear Herr Langen, you did not stop the child?
No,
said Herr Langen. I've tried stopping him before now.
Duh! That child has such energy, never is his brain at peace. If he is not doing one thing, he is doing another.
Perhaps he has started on the dining room clock now,
suggested Herr Langen, abominably hopeful. The advance lady suggested we should go without him.
I never take.